From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is Agenda Texas, your inside guide on everything under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. Texas lawmakers have begun their 83rd session with money to spend and a long list of priorities to fund. One item keeps percolating to the top of the agenda as lawmakers are asked about funding priorities.
Water.
Water. They need water.
Ah, yes, the wet stuff. It keeps the grass green, the crops growing, and in general, sustains all life. But why has water jumped to the top of the legislative priority list for this session? Let's ask Terrence Henry. He covers energy and the environment for KUT's State Impact Texas.
We're in the third year of a drought right now. In 2011, we had our driest one-year period in Texas recorded history. And there's potential this fall that we'll have another dry period, which could put us on par to be like the conditions we had in the drought of record in the 50s.
Okay, so we need water, but the state's already had a water plan in place for a while. Lawmakers just never funded it. So why is this session going to be different?
I think the answer is business. Business interests are very much in favor of this because they know that if Texas develops this reputation as a place where the taps run dry, business could dry up too.
Well, to keep that water flowing, Republican Representative Alan Ritter has filed a bill to create an infrastructure bank for water projects. How does that work?
This bank would get $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to start off with. It could be supplemented by grants and loans, donations, perhaps even fees down the road.
The state water plan identifies more than $50 billion in water projects. How do you build that with $2 billion?
So with this water infrastructure bank, feasibly, you lend money out, and then hopefully the money comes back in, and then you fund the next project, and so on from there.
So it looks like money is going to be spent somewhere on this problem to create more water capacity. But is there a conservation piece with this as well?
When Representative Ritter filed this legislation, what he said is that 20% of this fund has to go towards conservation. It has to go towards, you know, making more out of the water we already have.
Terrence Henry covers energy and the environment for State Impact Texas. Got a question about water or any other legislative item? Drop us a line at agendatexas@kut.org. You're listening to Agenda Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. This is Agenda Texas. Ushering a water plan through the Texas legislature this year could fall to Nederland Republican Representative Alan Ritter. But to get the $2 billion he wants to fund the state water plan, Ritter needs to answer three basic questions. Number one, how do you convince a conservative anti-spending legislature that it's a good idea? The answer? Tell them it'll hurt business.
You have a line somewhere where you cap your economy. It's over. If you don't have the water resource to provide for society, for your economic engine, that's your cap.
Number two, why should people be okay with higher water bills to help pay for water infrastructure?
It's very easy to explain, even in my area. We've got to have, I think it's 180,000 acre-feet of water in the next 30, 40 years. Well, it isn't free. It's going to cost money.
But at the Texas Capitol, the idea of a perfect bill often keeps bills that are just good from passing. So how does a lawmaker get the votes to fund a water plan that's so massive in scope with critics on all sides? Ritter says really the only way he can, by asking for patience.
Let's let the plan work for a little bit, and let's let it mature a little bit. Let's keep looking at it and where we need to change anything.
Step one, of course, is coming up with the money to fund the plan. He'll continue that effort when the legislature starts back up on Wednesday. I'm Ben Philpott. This is Agenda Texas.